Fixing storm damage creates economic activity, but of the wrong sort. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, it'll be days before we have informed assessments of damage in Florida from this hurricane, now a tropical storm. Diane Swonk, the chief economist of the tax and advisory firm KPMG, joins us now. Diane, this storm comes at a time when you know fewer people will have flood insurance, and yet you've seen these storm surges in Florida.
Exactly. And the storm surges are the ones that does the most damage. And in fact, much of the insurance is really predicated on national flood insurance. And even then, the rates are prohibitive. So, you know, one of the states that's seen some of the biggest construction activity and sales activity and migration to it was Florida. And those people are now at risk. And you really worry about their ability to rebuild and weather, poor use of words, but weather this storm, because it's going to be hard. And these are things that you worry about, as the economy is already a challenge for so many.
Yeah, with the Fed raising interest rates, the idea was to slow things down. And in Florida, they may not need that slowdown.
Exactly. And the disruption, I mean, this is something we can track too. By the middle of October, if there are still people who can't get to work, we'll actually see that in the employment data in October. That's not until next month. It will be released in November. But that activity will show there's actually a question that they survey people or make estimates, I think they're going to have to do, about in terms of whether they can get to work due to weather problems.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
House Democrats have introduced a bill that would ban stock trading by members of Congress and their families, plus other top federal officials. Now, this is late. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had talked about getting this done by end of this month. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What types of investing would be banned under this?
Well, the bill says certain government officials can't trade or own securities like stocks or commodities, futures, cryptocurrency or other digital assets, and that includes coins and tokens.
And which federal officials would be covered?
Members of Congress, their spouses and dependents. Also, the president and vice president would be covered, along with some political appointees, judges, and members of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors and heads of the regional Fed banks.
And what would happen if they blew this off?
They would have to pay a $1,000 fine for each violation, plus more fees and penalties if they keep breaking the rules after 30 days. And they could also face charges from the attorney general.
And Nancy, chances this goes from concept to law of the land?
They are pretty slim, David. Members of Congress want to get out of town tomorrow so they can go campaign for the midterm elections. Plus, they have to pass a bill to fund the federal government by midnight tomorrow, where the government shuts down. And this bill dies if it's not passed in this current session of Congress, which ends this January.
Nancy, thank you. We ran an interview earlier this month looking into a New York Times analysis that found 97 members of Congress, about one-fifth of them, did financial trades that could be considered conflicts of interest. You can go to marketplace.org and stream that for more.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Monkeypox. New cases are down 50% since early August, but for those who have been infected, the financial toll can be very real. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Monkeypox remains a public health emergency, but the response has been nothing like COVID, especially in terms of financial assistance if people miss work. Brenda Weybrandt's a labor organizer for restaurant workers in Nashville.
We're going to tell people that if they get sick with this extra communicable disease, they have to just stay at home without any money and no way to pay their bills. Restaurant workers don't get money unless we're in the work.
GoFundMe is now peppered with pleas for help from those in quarantine waiting until all the monkeypox scabs are completely healed. That can take a month or more. Some say they've lost jobs. Others are struggling to get jobless benefits. Weybrandt says she's still concerned about workers contracting the virus on the job, even though it's primarily passing through intimate contact.
When people in labs handle monkeypox, they are donned up in personal protection gear, and it just blows my mind that we're being told to just keep our heads down and go to work.
People don't seem to be getting monkeypox at workplaces, says Dr. Sean Kelly of Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
We really haven't been seeing transmission from inanimate objects, you know, so sharing pens or doorknobs or sitting in a chair in a doctor's office waiting room. It really does take that significant skin-skin contact.
Still, it's an issue for employers when someone calls in sick with monkeypox. Attorney Kathy Dudley Helms in South Carolina says those employers then dial her about what to do.
There isn't anything that says, oh, if you have to be out of work for 4 weeks because you have a contagious disease, you can't be terminated.
But Helms says the tight job market has employers scared to run anyone off, and COVID changed everyone's expectations of how a boss would handle someone who gets swept up by a public health crisis.
What we're seeing or going to see are just more narrow exceptions to any attendance policy.
But those policy decisions, Helms says, need to be made known to employees before anyone gets sick. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
Listen to Marketplace's half-hour program later today with my colleague Kai Rizdahl on many public radio stations. That's what we do, right? Or you can stream it from marketplace.org. It's the Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.